too.
Okay, Rabbeinu, today's daf is daf tzadik dalid. We're starting 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Amar Abaye. The Gemara is a continuation of the discussion we started yesterday when we began the new perek, that the Mishnah said that Hagoizel Eitzim, someone who stole wood, raw wood, Rason Kalim, and he made out of that Kalim. What's the din? He can keep the Kalim. If he stole from someone Semer wool, and he made Begodim out of it, he can go and keep the Begodim. Obviously, he has to go and pay back for the Gzela. He only has to pay the amount that he stole. He cannot give back the Eitzim, he cannot give back the Tzemer. He just goes and pays the amount of the value of the Eitzim and the Tzemer at the time of the original Gizela. Why is that? We have the Pasuk brought back on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. Heishiv is a Gzela Asher Gozal. What does that mean? The Heishiv is a Gzela. You have to return the stolen goods. Why do you have to add Asher Gozal? If they're stolen goods, of course he stole them. So the Pasuk Gemara learns in Daf Samach Vav comes to tell you, Im Ke'en She'Gozal Yachzir V'Yam Lav Domi Ba'almi. If you still have them the end the way they were originally, give them back intact the way they were. If there's been a change, then you have to go and pay instead money. Okay, so our Gemara now is going to bring several Groisa Tanoim that disagree. They hold that Shinoi Einoi Koine, and any shinui that has happened, it's still in the reshus of the nigzal. So Gemara starts. Omer Abay, Reb Shimon Yehuda, Ubei Shammai, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Reb Shimon Loza, Reb Yishmael, Kulu Sviru Lo Shinoi, B'mekoimai Oimed. Where, when, what? Number one is Reb Shimon Yehuda, Hod Yamarim. We had Reb Shimon Yehuda already yesterday. And you're thinking, where did we have Reb Shimon Yehuda yesterday? So if you go back to Tisanya, Tisanya is, it's about 3/4 down the Amud, in the middle of the line. Tisanya Gozas Rishon Rishon. That was talking about the halacha of Reishis, I guess. Anybody that has 5 Shepsalach in a given year that produce a very large amount of wool, how much? It's got to be mona upras, 1.5 mona. You multiply that by 5, 7.5 mona. Oh, you have so much and you have to go and give part of that Reishis, I guess, to the Koyim. However, it's only mitzarif if you didn't make any shinuyim in between. In other words, you went and you shore all the 5 tzoyin on one day or even on 5 days, but at least in between you just stored and held on to the original tzemer. Didn't affect any change. However, it says that Braisa Gozas, if he was Gozas, Rishon Rishon, Utzvoy Rishon Rishon. Rishon Rishon means as he went and shore the back of each one of the sheep, he quickly went and he tzvoi, he dyed it, or tvoi, or instead he went and he made thread out of it, rishon rishon, v'orgoi, and he was oreg, that means he wove it into, from threads into a beggar, ein mitzarif, then the 5 are not mitzarif. In other words, if all 5 at one time he shored the wool on the back, and he didn't process them, he just left them in their raw stage, it's mitzarif for Reishis, I guess. However, if he took shepsel number 2 or 3 or whatever, and after he shore the wool from its back, he made any one of these shinuyim, ain't mitzarif, you cannot add that to the sum total of the 5 minimum number of tzoyin for the chiyuv of Reishis, I guess. Reb Shimon Yehuda, Oy Mishim Reb Shimon, that's the Reb Shimon Yehuda that we're talking about. Tzvo'oi mitzarif, even though he was tzvo'oi, he took the original wool and he dyed it, it's still mitzarif, it's still considered to be like the good old wool that he shore from the back of the sheep just a minute ago or a day ago or a week ago. What do I see from this? Reb Shimon Yehuda, even though you made a major shinoi, it's no longer that original wool that you cut and shore from the back of the sheep, now it's already dyed, makes no difference. Shinoi v'mkomo omed, meaning the shinoi doesn't make a fundamental change, it remains the way it was. That's Reb Shimon Yehuda. We go on to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Mai. We had this Beis Shammai already earlier on, as you'll recall. We're talking about the din of Esnan Zoyna. Esnan Zoyna is when a man goes and lives with a Zoyna. The Zoyna charges for her services. In this case, he paid her various items, and she wants to go and use those for a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, the Torah says, Esnan Zoyna to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, it's a tayeva, it's an abomination. After all, this was produced as a result of a Mises. get out. Question is, however, what happens if you make a shinoi? So your normal case in the Torah is a mechir kelev, the esnan zoyna, one should not bring for a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. But the esnan zoyna typically is a mushal ashepsel. A man lives with a woman, and he gives her, okay, we had a good time, even if it didn't, here is a shepsel, and this is my payment, these are the shepsel. So if she were to take that shepsel that day, the next day, whatever, brought it for a korban, no good. It's a repugnant and repulsive to the Beis Hamikdash. But what happens if she made a shinoi? What do you mean a shinoi? Says Yomar, Desani. No, he says, I'm sorry, I have no shepsel, but here I have chitim, I have raw wheat. Okay, you know, money is money. What did she do with it? And now she made it into flour. Zaysin, she took the original olives, he gave her olives, vason shemen, and now she squeezed them out, she made shemen. And now she wants to bring these in their new reformed state, into the Beis Hamikdash. She's going to bring the soilus, she wants to bring for Kar Mincha, the Shemen, also for Kar Mincha, the Yayin for Mizuk HaYayin, that you pour out Yayin on the Mizbeach. Tony Chod Oser, one Brisa says, no, you're not allowed to, it's Esman Zoyna. It stinks. Tieva. Tani Yidach, well, it's okay. From Rav Yosef, Tani Gurion de Masparik, it's the name of a place. Beishamai Oyser Meisil Matirin. Beishamai is the one that's Oser. In other words, you have two Brises. One says Oser, one says Mutter. Beishamai is the one that says it's Oser. Beisil said it's Mutter. My town of Beishamai, where does Beishamai come from? Omakrat says in the Posse. That Kitav Zeshem Gam Shneim. You have the number one. Tere Ora Sholem, Lechsovi Esnam Zoyne, Mechakele, Beishem Lekecha, Lechol Neder. Kitav Zeshem Lekecha, Gam Shneim. So what do we learn from Gam Shneim? It says Beishamai Omakro Gam Shneim the Rabbis Shinu Yehem. Not only is the original Esnan Zoyna a Tieva, an abomination for Beis Hashem Lekecha to go and bring as a carbon, but even the Shinui, even though he gave her Chitim, it doesn't look like Chitim at all. Now it's solus, now it's flour. Or he gave her Zaysim, and now it's pure olive oil. Makes a difference. Rabbi Shinyem, it's Oser, Oser.
But also, if she were to sell it and then buy something else, that she would be able to bring it as a korban?
You're asking what happens if there was a major change that she went and...
Oh, there, she was... She's
she sold it, and then she, what did she do with the money? And then she bought something else.
Right.
I believe that would be permissible.
Yeah, we heard that.
Okay, but for today we don't need to get to that. Okay, so we have to do chazor, and we get back to it.
But it doesn't go to the end of the... It just stops there, that's it.
Yeah, then? You see, I'm now the official word. Welcome. The Rabbi Shinyim, so that's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, it says in the Pasuk, Gam Shneihem, and he darshens the word hem, the heim of Shneihem, he darshens heim v'loi Shneihem. Only they themselves, the original item, stinks and smells, that doesn't. Once you made a shinui, it's okay. So even the soles, and the shemen, and the yayin, yes, you can bring for a carbon. That's basic. So tomorrow, Beshami Hoksiv, don't they agree? It says Shneihem, heim. That heim comes to exclude v'lodais. That means what happens if he gave her a behema, and that behema was pregnant at the time, a behema became pregnant later, and then after that it gave birth to a v'lad. So maybe the same halach applies to the v'lad as well. Says Yomar, no, heim v'lodais same. The v'lad, even Beishamai agrees that could be brought for a garden. That's not esnan zayin. Well, Beisil darati shamas mina. I learned from that both. Only the original are prohibited, not the shinui. Shinui is okay. In these cases, the soilus and the shemen is all fine. And the vlad is also fine. Freit gemara beisil nami hoksiv gam. It says gam shneihem. That comes to include something. Gam le beisil kasha. Says gemara, we don't know what beisil learns from this gam. Presumably he has some sort of limud, but beisil is no longer alive to be able to ask him. Mitchem, we wait till you are nuvi. We'll find out at that time. What do we see from this Gemara that we just quoted now from Esnan Zoyna? We see from that is that even though there has been a major watershed change to that original Chitim, Zeisim, and Anovim, says Beishami, it's still the same thing. Shinoi b'mkoimoi oimeid remains exactly the same as it was before. Now, mind you, of course, this is not talking about Gzeilim. The previous Gemara was not talking about Gezeilah, the previous Gemara was talking about Reishis Aget. And we're learning from this that they all hold Shinim and Mekoyim and Oymed, even the Gabi Hilcha is Gezeilah. So if you notice, the last Toysis all the way in the bottom, see the last in the middle of the line, it says V'yeshloima, the Lav Dafkat Umru Dover Echad. When we say over here that they all said the same thing, it doesn't mean that they're mirror images of each other. No, it just means to say, Kloimar, Beshita Achasein, they all go down the same path that they hold Shinubim Kaima Oimid. V'chiyagam Ne'ikah Bekama Duchnin, you find this elsewhere in Shas as well. So it's not as if everybody necessarily agrees to every single halach of the other, but they're all going down the same path that Shinubim Kaima Oimid, even though there's been a major watershed change, we ignore that and we look upon the item as if it was originally the way it was ab initio. Continues the Gemara. Those were the first two. Now we have Rav Lezman Yaakov. Mahi, the son of Rav Yaakov. Harishigozo saw a shel chit. Person stole a saw of chit. What did he do? Tochana, he took the chitim and he ground it up. Losha, lisha means kneading with a K. It's a knaten. For offa, and then he or she went and baked it. Vifrish mimena chala, and then they were mafish chala. Kates and mevarech. How can you possibly make a bracha on this? Ain't a mevarech ela menayit. Person, if makes a bracha on this, he's menayit. What means menayit? It's as if he's going and shtechi. It's as if he is, chas v'sholom, challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a very bad way.
Blaspheming,
is that what it says there?
Yeah.
Good. Shkoyach. V'azenemar, and that's why it says in the pasuk, boitzea beirech nietz Hashem. The boitzea over here, the word betza, Rashi says, means of a gezel, a person stole. Then he makes a bracha on something stolen, because he stole over here the chitim. Nietz Hashem, it's blaspheming Hashem's name. But Rabbi Yitzhak, he didn't steal the challah or the offer, the final baked bread or final baked item. He stole the chitim. And that chitim went through several processes. It went from the chitim to the flour, to the isa, to the afia. And now you're telling me it's still menayit? Is the chasimin shinoi den koimoi. Or you maybe look upon this ultimate challah as if it was the original stolen item. Now, there's one question over here, and that is in our Gemara, it says, Ketzad Mevorech. What bracha are we referring to? So, somebody might be under the impression, Ketzad Mevorech is going to wash his hands and make hamoitzi. Okay. So you're saying that it's referring to the challah.
Hafrosh is
challah. The question is, how many of you have ever been mafrosh challah? If you're mafrish chalu, or if you've heard your wives or others or spouses or mentioned future spouses, then they make a bracha lehafrish chala minha isa. You make the chala minha isa. Our Gemara says over here tochana losha the offa, and now hafrish minha chala. Shouldn't the chala come between the losha and the offa?
Yes, but the yevet you can mafrish it from.
I agree with you. Why would Rabbi Lezim Yaakov tell you the yevet case? Why didn't he go and tell you a lechatchila case?
Yeah, very puzzling.
Yeah, okay, so that's why you might learn that the bracha that we're talking about is on the after the full baking has taken place, and now he's making. Anyway, if you look at the top choices, the offer, the hifish menachala, mishas gilgul means when you're kneading it and you're rolling it, mischai b'chala. So in Bazoi, so why does it say only after the afia? And the Rabusa Kamashlan is telling you a chidush. The Avobisha also kol hashinuyim halalu. You're right, we could have stopped after Tochana, Losha, and now he's mafresh challah. How does he make a bracha on the challah? He wants to go and say the tremendous chidush. We're ready the next stage. It's no longer the original chitim. It's no longer the flour. It's no longer the isa. It's already the finished baked goods. I have now the challah that we're going to eat for Shabbos, or the bread, or the matzah, whatever he baked. And now he wants to be mafresh challah. It's already no longer mina isa, but you can still be mafresh challah. There's no problem. You heard very, very decisively from Dari a moment ago, you can leave it on the inside. The Mishnah Davka told you the case of after the afiyah to tell you one more shinui has taken place. Einoi elamanites is still manites nevertheless. So that's our Gerson. Clearly there for Toysis is telling you that the bracha that we're referring to is in the Hafroshas Chal. However, interestingly enough, if you notice next to the Hifrish Mimena Chala here in our Gemara, is an asterisk. That asterisk tells us to go to the Kinyan Ashas. The Kinyan Ashas is the Bekiva Eger. And the Bekiva Eger says, Ayin brachas daf memhei and toises to be maschil ochal teva. Okay, so I just coincidentally happen to have a Gemara brachas handy. And I looked it up. So Bekiva Eger said we should look it up. And here in the toises says, he quotes our Gemara Kinamrina and Bebova Kama, Hari shegozel so'achitim v'tochna v'ofa v'ochla umavorech aleihen. And umavorech. Oh, see, the ochla umavorech, he's talking about on the achila. He's no longer talking about on the afreshes chal. And umavorech element na'et. That type of situation, he's menayet by going and making a bracha on these stolen goods. So therefore, Toises seems to talk about the bracha on the food, and if you're going to tell me the wise thing, the ochla umavarech aleihem, so in fact, the Kinyan Ashas over there too. You see, Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitasai on this, he says shom lesser kain. If you look up the Gemara in the Masechta Bava Kama, it doesn't talk anything about the eating; it only talks about the afia. It says ve'la ofa ve'efrish chala ubeirach betzorech iyun. Shver from the Toises, that the Toises is misquoting our Gemara Bava Kama, or the Pshat is that they're different Girsois. That Toises had the Girsa that we're talking about the Achila and the Bracha on the Chala, not the Bracha on the Chala, the Bracha on the Hamoitzi, or the Bircha Samozain on the finished product. That's Menayit. Or according to our Girsa, then the Bracha that we're talking about is on the Hafrashas Chala.
What is Menayit?
Blasphemy. Do you know what blasphemy means? It's a terrible term.
It's yes. Kind of held by Beis Hillel. So he obviously, you know, he's a big Talmud Chacham, but a guy but an Elchayim.
So we're going to get back to your point very well. It's very well taken. We're going to talk about that another couple of minutes. Yes, Hashem. So you're going to tell me, what's the Nafkimina? Whether or not it's this Hafrosh, it's this Bracha, that Bracha. The mice, it's all the same. What does it matter? This Bracha, that Bracha. So the Meiri says that there's a fundamental difference. Because the Gemara Masechtas Bracha says that a person is not allowed to be Nehenna Mi'olim Hazeh B'loi Bracha. You're not allowed to go and take any food item and eat it without making a Bracha, because Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Ba'oritz Nosam Levnei Adam, everything belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you make a Bracha, then it becomes yours. But until that point, it's Hashem's. So therefore, you're stealing Kaviyachal from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Therefore, if you want to eat something, you have to go make a bracha. On the other hand, when you're making a bracha on Afrashas Chala, that's all part of the mitzvah of being Mafish Chala, that Chacham said, go and make a bracha. In the first case, as the Meiri, even though it was stolen goods, but you're not allowed to go and eat it without a bracha. Osir lehenois ma'ilam hazeh b'lei bracha. So even though it was stolen, Avadi, you're a bad guy, and you deserve to be punished, and get a lot of petch for it, and you have to return it. Oh, no question about it. However, you wouldn't say about the bracha that he's menayit Hashem, because you got to make a bracha, otherwise a person is going to starve, so to speak. To able to eat this, he has to make a bracha. However, on the hafrosh eschala, if at the same time he's being mafrosh chala, he's going to make a bracha, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that it's a mitzvah habo ba'aveda. Who asked for your chala? Mister, next time don't steal the chitim and don't be mafish chala. Timanishkatoyinus, I don't need the chala. Therefore, the Miri says that it's more appropriate than our Gemara to talk about the boitzeh haberech on the mitzvah of Rosh Chala, mitzvah bob aveda, as opposed to eating it. When you come and eat it, you gotta make a bracha, because you can't go and eat without it. Yes?
Is making a bracha from a kinyan then? If we're saying that it's usher to eat something until you kona it with a bracha, are we sort of saying that making a bracha is a form of kinyan? We're talking about kinyanim here, and kinyan.
The bottom line is we're saying that shinu b'makayim le'omid.
According to the Iman, the Umrim, yes. But I'm saying, in general, I'm saying is, are we saying that bracha is a form of kinyan?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And we continue on to Shimon Lozer Mayi. So we went through this man the Yom, and now we go to Shimon Lozer. So what have we established based on Blessed Yaakov? That even though you made all of these shinuyim, nevertheless, if you look upon this finished item as if it was the original social chitim that was stolen, and therefore the bracha that you make is a blasphemy. Reb Shimon Lozer Mayi. What's Reb Shimon Lozer? Sani Ulun that writes a clause. Omer Reb Shimon Lozer. Kol Shevach Sheshviach Gazlan Yode Alo Yoyna. If the Gazan has taken the original stolen item and he has improved upon it, Ishbiach, then Yod Al Yoyna. What that means, we'll see momentarily. Rotza Noita Shvacha, if he wants, he can keep the Shvach. If he wants to, he can tell him, it is yours. Those are words that you use when something has gone down in value, and you tell the guy, I know it's not the same when I originally took it from you, but it's yours. For instance, assuming that you hold it, you can go and return chometz after Pesach and say, well, I know it's worthless now, I know it's awesome, I know, but that's what I borrowed from you. Here, I give it back to you. Here we're talking about that he improved upon it. You don't say Hashal Chalpanacha. See, if you look at the second line of Rashi from the top. Mike Omar, Ayri Bishvacha, we're talking about someone who was Mashbiach, he improved the product. Uktami Hashal Chalpanacha. Bahai Lishna, those words of Hashal Chalpanacha, Le Shayach Lemeiman, El Bedover Shekichesh Mikad Musai. Only something that he was kichesh, meaning that it went down, there was makesh, makesh means to devalue it or to decrease the value of it, mikad musa from its original start, sha'om aloi, to let it come by shul kofesh, it's true, it's not what it was before, I stole the cow, it was 500 pounds, now it's down to 450, I put it on a diet, it's kofesh, I know you're upset about it, because a fat cow, of course, gets you more money, nevertheless, take it back the way it is. So those words don't make any sense in the case when you're improving upon it. So Omar Rav Sheshi says, Rav Sheshi's hockey comer. You have to explain the price a little bit differently. Hishbicha, if he was mashbiach the product, he stole something and he made it better. For instance, if you're talking about a cow, it was 500 pounds, he made it to 600 pounds. Wow, it's worth so much more money now. Hishbicha, noitul shvachai. He can go and keep the shvach for himself. Kichesh, if on the other hand it went down from 500 to 400 pounds, and you can return it the way it is. Now, how can you return it the way it is? You stole 500 pounds and you want to go and give him back 400 pounds. So the more the shinim kaimi I made, you look upon this cow the same way it was originally, even though there's a shinoi, that shinoi happened in the ownership of the nigzal, not the gazlin. So it's as if that's the way he stole it originally, and that's the din hashul chalufanach. Why don't you say the same thing in the Reisha when he was Mashbiach? Why can he go and keep the Shvach for himself? He should have to go and say that it was still the Nigzal property all along, and therefore he's giving back to the Nigzal with the Shvach. That's a special Takana, like we've had before, the Meirish and other things. We want to incentivize people to go and return items. So we tell them, if you spent the money and the overhead and the expense to make this behemoth no longer 500, now 600, or you take the eights, I mean, you made them to Caleb, etc., etc. If you're going to tell the person you have to return it the way it is now, because that will turn a lot of people off, and they'll say, okay, I'll get, after 120 anyway, I'm going to get a couple of patch, I'll get one more patch. And therefore, the person will not want to do tshuva. To go and incentivize a person to do tshuva, we tell them, if you've improved upon it, you can keep the improvement for yourself, the extra money for yourself, but you have to go and give back the original item to the Baal. Rabbi Shmuel Mayi, what's Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel believes it was the last one on this list of the Tanoim. The sign will learn the price, and mitzvahs pay a lahafish min hakom. When a person is a farmer and he owns a whole field, there's a din that you have to be mafish payah. Mafish payah means to go and take. You people you talk about as being on a corner, it doesn't have to be mamish a corner, it can be a side of the field, and you leave that aside on behalf of the aniyim. How much do you have to leave from a field on behalf of the aniyim?
No shir.
Eilid varam shem lam shir. Ha payah v'abikon. So there's no shir given the Torah how much payah you have to leave. But you have to leave the payah for the aniyim. What happens lehivish min hakama? He didn't. He forgot. Whatever. The mafshim and amram, even though it's no longer standing tefuah, but rather he's already bundled it up. I'm sorry, didn't leave the payah. Leave a couple of bundles there for the aniyim to take. The mafshim and amram. What happens? He still forgot. Mafshim and akri. After you take the amram to the granary and they go and sort it all out and all the rest, and they make a nice heap out of it, you have to go and then. How are you going to go and give the payah? You take it back to the field and you leave it out in the field. You leave out the tefuah that has already been somewhat processed. That's actually mirchoy means before you do the niruach. Niruach means when you put it in a heap and after you smooth it out on the top and you make it nice and pretty. That's called a miruach. from that point on, it now becomes mechuyev b'tshumais u'maisres. So it says the Gemara, until now, everything that we said is, take it back from where it was, and from the omrim, from the kri, from the gregory, and put it back in the fields on behalf of the aniyah. What happens, mirchai, what happens, you did the miruach already, you already smoothed it out. Ooh! Once you do miruach, then there's a chiyav of maisris applies, it attaches. Until now, there was no chiyav tshumas maisris. Only after it becomes the gemar malach and miruach, then you have to go and keep tshumas maisris. So what happens now? If he was going to go and take some of the tefillah and put it back in the field, then he won't know that it's mechuyev b'trumas ha'maisis. Oyoyoy. Because normally, peyah and leket and shicha are poter min ha'maisa. Poter min ha'maisa. So therefore, since now it's mechuyev b'maiser, the owner has to be ma'aser, he has to go and give ma'aser, and after he gives the ma'aser, the noisaloy, and then he takes the peyah and he gives it to the aniyim, he puts it in the field. So they, Chas v'Shalom, he's not machshel them. From the evil they see to the michshel, they won't know that it's mechuyev b'maaser. So he should give the truth to maaser himself, and then he leaves it out for them.
But don't you say once he was made ruach,
yeah.
So it's already incumbent upon him to give truth to maaser. How would the payah now make it pater from truth to maaser?
Peyah on its own before miruach is pater.
Right.
Now that you did the miruach, this peyah now would be chayav and trumas u'maisers, even for the aniyim. And the aniy won't know that this is mechuyev, because he collects peyah all the time. He never gave trumas u'maisers. You give his trumas u'maisers and then leave it out.
He doesn't collect from miruach. He collects from.
It's true. Whatever you say.
Any time that he sees.
I hear you loud and clear. It could be that this many of the aniyim are not the greatest Talmid Chacham. They don't know the difference. They just say, "What are you talking about? I've been doing this for the last 20 years. I've never given trumas amaisis. They're from a chumras from Bnei Brak. Forget it." So therefore, we tell them you don't have to worry about it. Trumas amaisis are given. It's all fine. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Now Rabbi Shmuel goes one step further. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Af mafshir mino isa b'no yisun loy." Ooh, even if you're mafshir mino isa. In other words, we're beyond miruach, and we're beyond trumas u'maisers, and we're beyond the tochna, the grinding into flour, and we're beyond the lisha. We're now in the middle of isa, in the middle of a taik, a dough. Even now, you still have to give the pay of an oyselot. Why? Pay that's, history. The things have gone through 12 changes already. From the payah to the omrim, to the kri, to the miruach, to the grinding, and to the
whole seder pas,
from A to Z. So therefore, says the Gemara, I would have thought that you'd now be potter from payah. Kamashal, no payah is still attached, nothing has changed. Kashinoi, but koimoi, I win. So therefore, I believe there were six of them. We have Shimon Yehuda, Beis Shammai, Beis Ben Yaakov, Shimon Lozer, Beis Shmuel, five to nine, all hold Shin Mekoy Ma'ayin. Who's the one that said this? That was Omer Abai. Omer Le Rapopo Le Abai. Rapopo says Abai. Ichbol Kohani Tanoi, Lashvinin Ki Beis Shammai. Since Beis Shammai was number two, by the Esnan Zoyna. And you're telling us that they all march in formation together with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai disagrees. Beis Shammai holds the Gabi Esnan Zoyna that in fact, that it becomes mutter to go and bring the wine and the shemen and the soles to the Beis Hamikdash, because a shinui makes a major difference. So you're telling me these other four tanaim all hold like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. That was your. You asked before, so I said that they weren't going to address your question shortly. So we're telling us that all these tanaim learn like Beis Shammai and they disagree with Beis Hillel. Omalei Ochikami 999 says Abaya. Le Nechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'davar Zeh. The other four say that was reported in the Braisa, that there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gabi this Shinoi in the Esnan. So Mishdam is there's no machlokes. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree the same thing. You can add now Beis Hillel as number six on this long list of Tanoim. He also agrees Shinoi the Mekoy might be made. That's what they would say. Omer Rava says, Abaya, it won't be the first time that we have a disagreement. Mimai, who says that all five agree to this halacha shinibum kaimayle? Dilma, and now we're going to go through each one again, ashtikal chazar. Ad kana kama Rabbi Shimon Yehuda hasam, when Rabbi Shimon Yehuda hold? Legabi, the case of the rachis, I guess. That it's not mitzarif, because he took some of the wool. And he dyed it in between number one and number two and number three. And because then it's not mitzarev, That's only talking about Betseva. You know why Tseva? Because it's not a real shinoi. It's only a temporary shinoi. If you put on a little bit of Clorox or something, it's going to go and remove all of the tzofen, all of the tseva, all of the dye will die. It'll all fade, it'll all come off. Since it's one of these shinoi hachoiz in the briyasoi, it'll revert back to its original state. That's the reason why shinoi makayim ha'aymet. But if it was a real, real shinoi, remember the Gemara said yesterday, but kol ha'ilan, a type of permanent dye, that would be a different story. But maybe he's just talking about a temporary dye. The reason why you can't go and bring even the changed goods, the shemen and the oil and all the rest, and the shemen and the wine. The reason is because Rishim the Imis, because it stinks. It's tayeva. You bring it to the Heidi Gemeshev, to the Baishlan. You go and bring such a thing that has such a stench to it. But otherwise, for you, us human beings, maybe Shinu is Takakoina. That was the case that we had the bracha, the machloikis, whether we're talking about the achila, the bracha on the hafrosha schala, or the bracha on hamoitzi, or the bracha samozoin. That was the gabbin bracha. It's a mitzvah b'aveira. How can you go and be mafish chal on the one hand, and the other hand, you know how you got the chal in the first place? Because you went and stole the chitim from someone. Come on, you can make a bracha. That's why it's prohibited. That's why it's no good. But maybe otherwise, maybe shuni is takakoyim. What was Rav Shimon Elazar? That was the one that said if you happen to be makhish in the flesh, the mushal of this animal, and now the animal is no longer 500 pounds, it's 400 pounds, you can say, Ashul Chalafanach, it's all yours. Take it the way it is. Ah, you've made a major shinoi, it's now 20% less valuable and less fat than it was before. Maybe only because that koshed hoda, that's the type of thing that you can easily reverse. How do you reverse? Take it off its diet and start feeding it and gishmak, and in a week from now you'll see it's no longer 400 pounds, it's 500 pounds. The outcome of the Omer B'Shmol Hasa, B'Shmol was the case of the payah that you can even give from the Isa. El Inyan payah, B'Shem Chsif Tazi B'Seira. The word Tazid is repeated twice. Where is repeated twice? So if you have the Torah or Hasholim, he brings both psukim. One pasuk is in Parshas Kedoshim, and the other pasuk is in Parshas Emor. First pasuk is V'chamel Esolis Oilel, Ufer Karmachol Esolake, V'oni V'lager, Taz of Oysom! Don't collect your peret, and don't collect your pay, and don't collect your leket. Leave it, Taz of Oysom. Then we have another pasuk, V'kutzrachem, Tzir Arzachem, V'schal Pasuchem, V'kutzrachem, Why does it repeat the word Tazav twice? To go and tell you, under normal circumstances, maybe Shini is Koine. But since the Poitra Boishlam repeats the word Tazav twice, comes to tell you, no. Give it, even though there's been this major Shinoi. Maybe you're going to go and say, Ligmar Minei, why don't we talk and learn from this? It's true. It says Tazav twice, but maybe this will be a binyan av that we should say the Kolatari Kula, that just like the Gabi Peya, the Torah says that Shinu Mekayim Ha'aymet, everywhere Shinu Mekayim Ha'aymet. So if you're more Matonis Aniyim Shani, Kutna Matonis Aniyim are different. How are they different? Ki the Boy Rabbi Yonison, the Boy Rabbi Yonison. My time to Rabbi Shimon. What is the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Pshim the Kosavar, Shinu Eine Koinat, like we've been saying so far the entire morning. Or even when the Alma Kosav Shinu Koinat, maybe Emerson normally holds Shinu is Koinat. Because it's a special two times. If you're going to tell me if the reason is because of Shini Eina Koina, Kala Tera Kula, what do I need the extra Tazay for? Vesu, besides Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbanan, it's only Rabbi Shmuel that holds that even if it gets to the stage of Isa, you still have to go and give the pay. But the Rabbanim that disagree, Tazi saved because of Rahman Lamali. What are they going to do with that Tazoif? After one more lay the Kedisanya, come to tell you another case. What's the other case? Hamafke karme v'hishkem laboike u'betzorei, chayi v'per v'oilis u'meshikcha u'bepeya u'patam in a meiser. What is this case? It's talking about a person who is unfortunately
a crook.
He likes to engage in certain degrees of deception. How does he want to engage in deception? We know the halacha is that hefker is potter from leket shikhu pei, etc. If you go by a field and it says on the top of the field is a big sign that this field is hefker, belongs to anybody into nobody. Nobody owns this property, and you see things which are growing there. You do not have a chiyuv of payah, even if you decide to be coin of the field. In other words, you say, "Oh, this is hefker. Wow, this is my day." He goes and makes a noah good of poritz kosher. He makes a kinyan in the field. Now it's my field. He does not have to give leket shichu payah because it's hefker. Now you're wondering, how do I know the din of hefker? So Rashi says, because by all leket shichu payah, it always uses the term with a chof at the end. Either it says artzecha, or it says some other similar term. Karmecha, far karmecha loisa oilel, loisa fire acharecha, paypeya, shikha, loisosha lekachtoi, ilen safar acharecha. Each one of them has an extra cha at the end, and a cha comes to tell you if it's your property. However, if it happens to be hefker, then you're potter. So a person says, "Oh, I have a good idea. I'm going to be mafker my property, and I'm going to scream it as loud as possible, so nobody will say I just kept it to myself. I'm going to go outside and scream, 'Rabbi, my entire kerem, my entire vineyard, my entire field is hefker to everybody.'" Problem is, he said it at 12 o'clock at night when everybody was sleeping. And then anybody theoretically could have been zocher, but of course everybody was sleeping. 6 o'clock in the morning, before he goes to davening, the first thing he does is he goes to the farm. "I'm hereby coin in my farm. I'm hereby re-coin in my vineyard. So now, I'm coin in a hefker. I don't have to give the leket shikhu upeya. So I might have
tricky.
Thought." Sorry?
Tricky.
It's tricky. It's a deception. So says the Gemara, because of this case of mafkir karmoy vishkim laboyke, and the next morning he wakes up early. Ubitzaray, and he goes and cuts the grapes from the kerem. Chayim beperd boilers shikhu upeya. He's chayim in all of it. The reason why he put in maisa, because it only says Tazi Yisera by the parrot Oyla Chikul Pei, it doesn't say the Gabi maisa. Anyway, what do I see from that pasuk? I see from that pasuk that Tazi Yisera comes to tell you that although under normal circumstances it's part of an hefker, but if he did it through a form of trickery, from a form of deception, then he's absolutely chayv in all of those things. So that's what
the
I use.
Torah comes to teach you a law for this type of guy.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But like, why is he parted from a miser? He should be also chayv.
Did you read that Sarah Sedibris, the Decalogue yesterday?
I heard it. I did.
You heard it. Okay, but
I read along.
Shemei Koina.
Okay.
The pasuk says, "Loi sirtzach." Would you ever have a hamlin chasum to kill somebody? It says, "Loi sinav chasum." How could that possibly be? But you see, unfortunately, the Torah recognizes that we're all human and we have our frailties and has to take, make sure, don't kill, and don't steal, and don't kidnap, and don't do any of these bad things. And if you have a mind, you want to be mafkir in the mirror, Tazri said, don't do it.
When he's mafkir, does he have to reap it and he have to do all those activities? And then Kona, in other words,
he has to make a kinyan to take it back. You can't just go and look at it and say,
Foser is a kinyan and kosher.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So he's mafker, and then he reclaims it. So
the first he goes to sleep. Yeah. And then in the morning he wakes up and he reclaims it by doing a Maisa Chazaka. What's a Maisa Chazaka? Are these all these ways already? He went to Ptira.
He's not Hefker anymore. He's already.
Why is it not Hefker?
Because he reacquired it.
Exactly.
It was laundered through Hefker. It was Hefker got titled.
What if it was Hefker 10 years ago? So where does he stop? Because he was Mafker it.
A new crop.
He owns it. You're saying that if the crop itself...
The crop itself
point,
came up
one
under...
one point became Hefker.
Right, but it was under his power. He developed the crop. He planted it. He plowed it. He weeded it.
So if somebody... was,
his effort went into it.
Okay, someone was Mafker it. And then some other guy...
That's not a question. Somebody's calling him a Hefker. So somebody's calling him a field Hefker. What's the halacha? That's a separate thing. There's no harama here.
Exactly.
There's no harama, so there's no penalty.
Somebody else owned the field and he was mafker it, and then I go and come across it. Oh, Hefker, and I take it.
Says, oh, there has to be harama. This is
that's the only time you have... That's the chiyuv in the case of harama. But if there was no harama, then Hefker you take a potter. So bottom line is we have a machloikis now between Abaya and Rava, whether in fact all of these five are marching in line, Shini Eina Kaina, or each one has their separate reason, because here, with because it's a Chayz L'Briyasai, the Tzeva, you can go and turn it back, you can go and wash it out, and by the Pei, and by the Bracha, all these various things that we distinguished. Okay, so now we're finished with that initial shtickle of Abaya and the machlokes with Rava. Now, how do we paskin Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel Halach Rav Shimon Elazar? Who's Rav Shimon Elazar? Rav Shimon Elazar was the one in the middle that he spoke about the Hakasha and Rav Shimon Lozer, about a third down the Amud. Ma'i Desanya calls on Rav Shimon Lozer, Kavshmach Shishbiach Gazan. So Gazan was Mashbiach, you know, Yoina. However, if it was Makhish, he could say Shalchofen. How can you say Shalchofen Echa? He stole it. He should have to go and pay the Kishas Exela. No, no. He'll Shinib and Makoy Mayoy. As Rav Shimon Lozer holds Shim Makoy Mayoy. Frank, you want me on Shmuel Hachi? You're saying Shmuel, positive Shimon Lozer. Shmuel himself said, Yom Shmuel. Ain't Shimon Lagana for the Gazan, Elilim Yizokin. We had this back earlier on Besechta, back on Dav.
Yidalev,
thank you. There the Mishnah said, the beginning of the Mishnah, Shumas Nechosim, was a list of very succinct terms, and each time the Gemara had to masber each one. So Shmuel says, Ain't Shaman. What means Ain't Shaman? Shaman means for the Bezin to go and appraise the value of something. There the Gemara specifically was talking about what happens if a shor, for instance, fell into a bar, and now the owner of the bar has to pay. Who owns the carcass? Does it belong to the mazik, in other words, the owner of the bar, or does it belong to the nizik? What's an afkimina?
The metapel nevela.
Baalim metapel nevela. If you hold it belongs to the nizik, that means that the original owners, they have to go and schlep it out. They have to figure out how much the carcass is now worth, and then the difference between the original labedic animal of 5 minutes ago before it fell in, and now this dead animal, now that it's you scooped it out of the bar, what's the difference? Till now the animal is worth $500. They could sell it to a kosher meat store and get a shoychit, and it would have been $500. And now, unfortunately, as a result of the fact that it kipaygit, it died there, expired inside the bar, you can only sell it for nevela meat. You can give it to your klovim, it's only worth $100. So you, Balaam, have to go and take that $100, and then we have to add $400 because of the hezek. And of course, you have to pay the difference between the 500 and the 100, $400. Good. So that's a din of shuma. But that shuma is only the gabi nizokin, not for ganav and gazlan. What's the din of gabi, a ganav and a gazlan? Ganav and a gazlan, they can go and keep whatever they stole. All they have to do is pay the amount that it was, b'shas hagzela. See, if you look at the Rashi in Shaman, about 10 lines before the bottom, Ein Shema Perek Rishon, we have Daf Yadalot, Kavi Baal Metab Nevela, Omer Shmuel, the Nezakin, who the Shaman is a Nevela, the Nizik, we say, Nizik, you keep the Nevela, and it's worth 100, okay, Moisef Alei Mazik, he has to go and add the additional, the difference between the original value and the current value, at Shemash, and this going until the total adds up to the original Nizik. Avel Gan the Gazan, Shinnot Le Behema, Umeisa, of course, if the behemoth is still around, you have to return it. However, here, if you're talking about it, already died, or kochsha, ain't shem this nevela. You don't have to value this nevela. Elishalishem tehei. You, the gana for gazan, you keep the animal that you stole. You have to pay a brand new behemoth to the original owner, either behemoth or the value. Also, I see the shini is kana. Because if you hold shini is not kana, why don't you go and take the dead carcass and say, this is what I stole from Hashal Chol Fanecha, and I'll add to it. So why does Shmuel say that ain't shum? Zitzchok Shmuel holds that shini is kana. So Shmuel's a steerer. Here Shmuel says, I passed the Shimon Lozer, even though there was kichesh. What's the din? Said, we passed the Shimon Lozer that shinim kaima oimage and give Hashal Chol Fanecha. And here we're talking about a ganav, and you don't say Hashol Chol Fanecha. It's a chastira. So the Bishlam the Rava, remember we had a bayi of Rava a moment ago. Rava the Amaki, Kamer, Shimon Loza, Hosam, Bakhosha di Hodar, Loikasha. Rava said, you have no right from any of these five man the Yomrim that they hold, Shinim and Koimi, Oime. Rav Shimon Loza, for instance, might be talking about a chosha di Hodar. A chosha is the type of thing that, yes, today, the animal is only worth $400 because it's 100 pounds less, but fatten it up over the next few days, it'll be back to 500. So it's a shinui ha-choizel b'riyosei. So according to Rav Shimon Lozer, also my kosha di hoda, loy kashas in ishver. Kicha malach Rav Shimon Lozer, when did Shmuel say, I pass Rav Shimon Lozer, the shinui m'mkoy ma'oy made by kosha di hoda, the type of ha-kosha that is reversible. Okay, so then shinui m'mkoy ma'oy made, the shinui really gornish, nothing. It's that you cannot reverse, like Rashi said, and like Rashi says on the bottom line, you're going mesa or nishbur ragla. It's not like today that you presume you can put on a cast and put the foot back together, talking about it's permanent damage. Either the animal died or that you've damaged it permanently. In such a case, Shmuel, oh, that's a shinoi koyin, that's a real and irreversible shinoi. So that makes sense. Elabayi, the Yomaki Kamar of Shmuel Lov, Makosha Dulayhodar, Omar, Maikulamayma. Remember, Abayi said that if Shmuel Lov agrees with the other four, and they all hold shinoi koyin oimed, even Makosha Dulayhodar, any type of kosher, shinoi koyin oimed. So how is he going to understand Shmuel with Shmuel? Every Mora, Abayi Masni Hachi. Abayi, when he repeated the halacha of Shmuel, he repeated in the following way. Omru, you know, Mishmuel, Omru, halacha of Shimon Lazar. I heard in this medrash how the Talmidei Chachamim were saying that the psak is like Rav Shimon Elazar. However, I, v'lei lo yisvir alei, says Rav Yehuda, in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, Shmuel himself didn't hold that way, because after all, we know that Shmuel held the Ein Shomim leleganef v'loi legazin. He holds taka shini es kainet. The Amru, we heard the other Abbanim saying the Lach Rav Shimon Elazar, but I, Shmuel, disagree. So if we have no machlokes, no steer of Shmuel and Shmuel. Amru b'chi v'rab. Okay, we started something new. We're talking now about Rabbi Yochanan. Amru b'chi v'rab, Amru Rabbi Yochanan, t'va toira gzeila hanishtanis choyzeres be'enei. What means Gzeila Hanishtanis, a gzeila that there was a shinui in the tzura, like we had in our Mishnah, from Eitzim to Kalim, Tzemer to Begodim, and things of that nature. Choyzeres be'ena, you gotta return it exactly the way it is now. In other words, you have to give the Kalim, and you have to go and give the Begodim to the original owner. Shinema, nature's gzeila asher gozal, mikol mokan. You still have the gzeila, you still have those Eitzim, you still have that Tzemer, give it back to the owner. Hi, the two Mishnah say, well, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says very clearly, you stole Eitzim, you keep it. You stole Tzemer, you keep it. Mishalim, you pay for the original Eitzim, original Tzemer, Mishalim, Shasak, Zeyla. Every more Mishnah, the Konos HaShovim, because we want people to do tshuva. If you have here a gazan that stole wool, and he worked on the wool, he made a beautiful beged out of it, and now a month later, it's now Elul time, and it's now Seres made tshuva, and he says, ay, 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 I heard from the rabbi, I better do tshuva, otherwise it's not going to be good, I better do tshuva now. I'm going to give this whole beged, you know how much time I spent in weaving this beged? I took the original wool and I made it, first I cleaned it out, and I combed it out, and then I went and I made it into thread, and from thread I wove it, and made a ganze beged, I spent, you know, 100 hours on this, all of that down. I'm sorry, Rabbi, I'm going to do tshuva and other things, but not on that. So when they come to tshuva, we want to incentivize people to go and do tshuva, we tell them, you know what? If you made a shinoi, you're koina, and you pay kishas exil, you pay for the original product. Is that really what Rabbi Yochanan holds? Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan pasul like kistam mishnah. Utanan, what do we learn in kistam mishnah? He didn't have a chance to hand over the rachis again to the kohen until tzavoy, until he painted, until he dyed it. Then you potter. Why you potter? Didn't you just tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan that gzeila nishtanes chizer is be'enei asher gozal mikol mokayim shinim b'mkayim
oimei? It's not gozal. It's not gzeila. He says it's a borrowed. It's a parallel kinyan, but it's not gzeila from the kohen.
Well, it's not mamish gzeila, right. But it's a form of gzeila in the sense he didn't steal it. But not vayigzal tzachanes.
He felt giving is matnas kuna, but it's not a stealing.
You're 100% right. But the Gemara, you see from. According to Abaye. Abaye also brought together five different cases,
right,
which had nothing to do with Gzela.
Right.
One had to do with Rishon Zeges, one had to do with Esnan Zoyne, okay. One had to do with Peya, one had to be Niot. All of them were different items, but the common denominator was that Shinoi b'mekoymoy oimei. And the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yochanan is going on the same path as Abaye, and that therefore any Shinoi, it's choyzer is be'enei, it's as if nothing occurred, you have to give it the way it was, not the way it was, the way it is now, even though there's been tons of shinoi, because it all belongs to the original exam. If that's the case, why don't we say the same thing with Gabe the wool? Even though you've changed it by doing a tseva, nevertheless, it's still the original rachis again, and shinimim koim oimen, give it to the koim. Amalu amid rabbanim berb yanko shmei, ledidim afashli minei, berb yoichanan, kegoin, shekozal eitzim mishupin, vasoim kelim, tabli shinoi hachoizel briosai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds shinimim koim oimen. Aye, that it says in our Mishnah, that you ask the kasha, it says that you can keep the kelim for yourself. You can go and keep the other thing. The havli shinoi achozim b'yosei. Here you're talking about a shinoi that achozim b'yosei. What means shinoi achozim b'yosei? If you took eitzim meshupen means you didn't take the raw wood and then you went and smoothed it out and you planed it to remove the bark and all the rest. You stole lumber, essentially. And you took the lumber and you made it into kelim. That's a shinoi achozim b'yosei. Shinoi achozim b'yosei, that you have to go and return, because it's so easy to go and undo what you did. You took four boards, you put in a couple of nails here and there, you made a box out of it, very pretty box, you intend putting in there shlachmonis, and you're going to go and give it to your friends and all that. Mister, it's so easy to go and disravel. I know you can't say disraveling.
Disassemble.
Oh, very good. Thank you. You go and take a nice hammer and use the back of the hammer to pull out all the nails, and you give back all the boards. Ah, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says that gzeila nishtanas chayzeres be'enai, if it's the type of shinui achayzer b'yosai. However, you're talking about a shinui which is not lachayzer b'yosai, that's a different story. If you look at Rashi, fourth line in the Torah Mishnah, Seinu, Tiktoni Dolim Mishalim Kelim El Tmeitzim Al Makani B'Shinoi. What is it talking about? Now skip a Rashi. Masis Mukel Rabbi Yochanan. He goes late Mishupim. Mishum Hachikam Rabbi Yochanan. The time Mishum Takana says Shavim Hu the Shinoi Kihai Lav Shinoi Hu Tosin Nishka Shinoi. Since it's not a Shinoi, however, in a case will be a Shinoi. Shinoi came Oimed like we had before. So Rabbi Yochanan, this distinguishes between a shinoi achozim b'yosei and a permanent shinoi. Tana Rabban. Now we go into a different inyan. We're going to talk about hagazlanu malvi bribis shechzir.
These five tanayim.
Yeah, yeah.
So that each one has a separate reason why they don't hold like the Mishnah.
So according to Abai, they're all going with the same gang. And they're all going on the same path. That shinim kaim me'aymed. Ah, it says in the Mishnah otherwise. Gemara said before, because we're going to tell a person that you have to return this fertig beggar that you put in so much labor and stuff in. He's not going to return, he's not going to do tshuva. You tell him, keep the beggar for yourself, just pay for the original raw goods for the original wool. That's all according to Abai. According to Rava, it has nothing to do with a Mishnah. Each one had their own special din. Because it's Moes, it doesn't pass the smell test. So that each one had their own special din.
So is there machlokes b'shalom b'shamay then?
Oh, that's very good. So according to Abai, there is a machlokes. According to Rava, there is no machlokes. Rava says each one holds what they hold. Even according to Abai, Gemara said that Abai said the older four. Basil Kasha was, what did he do with the hay? Okay. However, Abaye said that the other four Tanoim say that there is no machloikis between Meshama and Basil on these halachas. What was the Lashon HaGemara? The Gemara said, Ichbo Kohani Tanoi, Lashmin Ki Meshamai, Hochik Amri, they, the other four Tanoim say, Lo Nechliku Meshama, they said, what number is that? Even Basil agreed to Meshamai by the case of Esnan Zoyna and all the other cases in our Gemara. So it's not a machloikis. Okay, on to Tanabat. Tanabat Agazon of Alvi, Rivi Shech Zira, Mekablin, Mehen, Mekablin, Ein Rechachom, Noichem Menhu. The Gemara on the surface is something fantastic, amazing, right? All the millennial, all the little kids say, amazing. What's the amazing? Agazon, a person stole something, or someone lent money, Baribus. And now it comes, it says, Mechuva, and the person says, Chatosi Yavisi Peshati, and he gives back the Gzela, or he gives back the ribis that he took illegally from the leiva. A Mekab Mehen. Don't take it back. If a Mekab Mehen, a person who takes it back, Ein Ruach Chacham Nechamenu, the Chacham are not happy about the fact that you took it back. Really? How can this be? On Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you. There was a Maaseh Shehoyah, be made Rabbi Nishash Mishazu, the sign of Lim, the Rebbeis. A person wants to do tshuva. No, it's about time. Amalei Ishtoi, his wife said to him, Rika, you light again, you nobody. Imato is a tshuva. If you're going to go and do tshuva, I feel avnate einishulcha. Even the belt that's holding up your pants is not yours. And, you know, we know what happens if you remove the belt. When he heard that from his wife, he said, okay, you're right. If I'm going to return everything that I stole, we're not going to have any money left, even my avnet. And therefore, he didn't do tshuva. In that time, they said, Hagazlonim, umal v'rabiyosh, shech zero, ein mekavlim mehem, v'mekavlim mehem, ein ruchachom nechemenu. That's when they said this rule, don't take it back, because we want We don't want to incentivize people not to do tshuva. We want them to do tshuva. Now, I know you're saying the only real tshuva is if you return the item that you stole. It's true. However, if we're going to insist that the tshuva must include returning the stolen goods or return the ribis, people are not going to do tshuva. So you can say, yeah, but even if he does do tshuva, but he didn't do a tshuva karo'i because he didn't give back the money. But at least for the future. In other words, we're saying, go and tell the person you don't have to give it back to tshuva now, and just don't redo this ma'ase gzeila or be malva bribis in the future. So to incentivize people to go and do tshuva, it's a form of a takanas hashavim. We say, don't have to pay back, and you, chevra, the recipients, don't take it. Ein rucham nichana. Pray to Marmesve. Hini echlam aviyah moishel ribis. What happens if a person passed away, and among his estate he left money that was received as a form of interest on loans? Avishin yom shein ribis. They know, because it's in a special envelope that says on it, this is ribis. They do not have to give it back. That's the end of the brisa. So now the Gemara is medayik. Inu hu delay. The children don't have to go and give it back because they're already one generation removed. But if the father was still alive, he would have to give it back. Didn't you just say now, don't give it back and don't be makabel? Well, what's going on? The truth of the matter is, the father also did not have to give it back, because we just said now, because of this takanas hashav. Why are we talking about the kindlech? Should the kapayla miss the safe? Because we continue on in the safe. What did it say in the safe? What happens if among the estate there's a cow and there's a talis? The word suyam means it's identifiable as to who the original owner is. Not only that the original owner knows, but Rashi says, "Dovra nikol rabim," that this belongs to a particular person. So, for instance, Mr. Smith passed away, and he has a beautiful talis as part of the estate, and on the atora of the talis it says that this is the property of Mr. Jones. Now, if the children are going to continue wearing that talis, everybody in shul is going to say, that's Mr. Jones's talis, and look what they did.
He's keeping up with the Joneses.
He's keeping up with the Joneses. Very good. With Shelley when we need him. Anyway, says the Gemara, Chayov and Lahachzer, they have to return it, and they covered Aviyam, because otherwise it would be a bizoyan for their father. Can you imagine? Every day people will be laughing at him. He's wearing the Joneses talis, and it doesn't belong to them. So those they have to return. Mashenki and Gabi Ribis, since it's just money is fungible. No way of telling whether this money was the original Ribis, not original Ribis. That they can keep, they don't have to return. But really, the father doesn't have to return it either. So therefore, since it's safe, a ton of bidetu, a ton of ration, now me bidetu. When they covered aviyim chayom lachzer, frank timar. When they covered aviyim chayom lachzer, because their father was a ganav metagaz and he stole something, you have to return it. If we can, why do we say it's in the pasuk nosim amcha leisor boisim masa amcha? Since their father was a rasha, he stole and he didn't give the items back. You know, throw the books at him. Why do the children have to go be mechaber their father? He doesn't deserve any respect from his children. If they weren't getting a tshuva, our case is talking about that the father did tshuva. That's why they should return the identifiable items to their original owners. So why is the part of the talis v'chaldar mesuyim there? If the father did tshuva, he should have returned it. In fact, he had a whole list of items to return. One to Jones, and one to Smith, and one to McGillicuddy, and one to Rosenberg, and one to Goldberg. Unfortunately, he never got a chance. He passed away. So now the children find this list, and they find all the items. They say, oh, Tata did tshuva. He wants to return all these things. He wasn't able to. They have to go and return it on behalf of their father that passed away. So bottom line is, what do we say based on that brisa? Kazlonim al b'ribis, you don't take back the stolen item, you don't take back the ribis. Wait, more toshima. Hagazlonim umal b'ribis, avu bishigovu, even though they've already collected machzirin, you return it. So before we ask the kasha, the Gemara wants to understand. I know at Malvi Beribis Aval Pishagova that they collected the ribis. I understand what that means. You collected back the loan and you took interest. What means Gazlonim Aval Pishagova? You don't collect. You steal if you're a Gazlon. So it's Gemara. Gazlonim Aishagova Ika. I gozel gozel. If it's stolen, it's stolen. Loi gozel. But the word govu doesn't make sense. So it's Gemara. Ela Eima. Repeat the Bryce again and start again. Ha Gazlonim. What type of Gazlonim are we talking about? My new Malve Rebiois, people that stole other people's money by charging interest. Afu Pishagovu, even though they were going, but they already collected, Machzirin, you have to return it. What do you mean you have to return it? Didn't we just say at the top, Ein Makabel Mihan, and Makabel Ein Ruach Hacham Anoichemenu? If you were Amri Machzirin, the Ein Makabel Mihan. These are two separate items. As far as the person who's doing tshuva, he should return it. As far as the person who was wronged initially, the person that paid the interest, he should not take it back. So what are you doing? It seems the whole thing sounds like a charade. You knock on the door. Who's there? It's your malva. What are you here for? I want to return the extra ribis that I stole from you, that I took from you. You can keep it, mister. I don't want to take it. So why are we telling him that he has to return it if he's not going to be accepted? He has to go through the motions to go and do what the Torah wants him to do, and that is, he stole that money by charging him interest illegally. You got to return it. Yeah, but Chum said, but don't take it back because of that Master Shoya, because of that person that his wife said, don't, if you're going to give everything back, you won't have anything left. So he didn't do tshuva. So we don't want people not to do tshuva. Toshima, so we have a similar kasha, Haroyim, Vahagaboyim, Vahamochsin, Chuvosin Kosher, Vahmachzirin, Vahmakirin. Royim, of course, are shepherds. Gaboyim and Mochsim are both tax collectors. And any one of these may, throughout the years, have taken money that doesn't belong to them. Chuvosin Kosher, it's very difficult to go and do tshuva because you don't know who to return to. Vahmachzirin, Vahmakirin. But what you can do is you can return to those that you recognize. What means those you recognize? You remember the person you stole from. I remember I stole from Yankel $10. If you remember, you give it back. You just said now, you're not supposed to take it back. It says, Ein Ruach Chacham Noichemenu. So what are you giving it back? You go and give it back, and the Mekablam shouldn't take it back. So why do they give it back? Like the Gemara said before, to go and show that you really want to. The other person shouldn't because of that Master Shoy. You're telling me the tshuva is so shver, they're going to have to give it back. Mister, you're just telling me now that the recipients are not going to take it. The tshuva is not difficult at all. All you have to do is make the phone call or just knock to say, I'm returning the goods. They're going to tell you, keep it.
So the whole thing is just a charade anyway.
Exactly. So what's the tshuva? Of course. The oid. We said that those that you're makirin, you return it to them. And then they're going to say, keep it. But now those that you're not makirin, you know what? Use the money for tzorchi tzibur. Rashi gives an example, tzorchi tzibur. The Gemara gives an example. To go and dig out new boilers that there should be plenty of water for the community. So in other words, you use it for communal things. So for the Gemara, you just said now that so when they want to give the money for the municipality, or they want to give the items back to their original owners, so what's going on? And you said, Chuvasan Kasha. This price that it says, Chuvasan Kasha, you have to give it back to the Makirin, and the Ein Makirin, you give the money to the municipality, that's talking about before the Takana. That Takana was the Takana that they made as a result of that Masa Shoya with the husband and wife, that he didn't want to do Chuva after that. But after they made that takana, you don't have to pay anybody. It's not no longer tshuvas and kosher. You keep the money. Hashem Yomer Rav Nachman b'she'en gzeila kayemes. Oh, Rav Nachman said, oh, but Rabbi say the whole takana was if the gzeila is no longer around, it's no longer extant. However, once if the gzeila is still extant, then you do have to return it. So I feel the time either be the achar takana. Both are talking about after takana. Vlekasha, kam gzeila kayemes. If the gzeila is still around, you have to return it, and that's why we say if you know the makirin, give it back, etc. Kam b'shein gzeila kayemes. So whoever the gzeila has already been eaten up, you stole $100, and that $100 was eaten up a long time ago, then you don't have to return it and ain't mekamlehem. Frankly, well, let's go back to the original takana. The original takana was that the wife said to her husband, if you're going to start giving everything back, you're going to have to give back even your belt. The belt is still in existence, and you're telling me that the kana was, you don't have to give it back. And now you're telling me, no, if the belt is in existence, you have to give it back. You know, make up your mind, what's going on? It doesn't mean that he stole this belt. It means that he took money from somebody else, and he used it to go and buy the belt. And therefore the wife is saying, if you're going to give back everything that you stole, and all the derivatives that you stole the money and you bought stuff, then even this avnet is stolen goods. You didn't steal the avnet. You went and stole the money and you bought the avnet. You're telling me, however, the gzela is still in existence. The Rabbanan didn't make this takana vary. Meirish, the famous case in the Meirish, right, of the beam. The gzela kayamasi, the Meirish is still around. Utanan ala Meirish hagozel shebenoi bebira. Person was a general contractor, and they asked him to go and build up the Empire State Building, and they gave him a Meirish, and he didn't give a Meirish. He stole a Meirish, right, from somebody else. And he built it in on the first floor in the foundation. As soon as you come in, you see that Meirish. And what's the din? We tell him, mister, you want to do tshuva, you have to go and give back the original Meirish, because it's the Gzeila Kayemetz, it's still sticking around. And it's nicker, and everybody knows that this beam belonged to Smith, and you stole it from him. However, the demolition expert said that if you're going to go and take out this Meirish, the entire Empire State Building is going to go and plot. I invested $25 million in building the Empire State Building. I'm going to take out one Meirish, which is worth $100. I'm going to lose $25 million. I can't do it. I mean, I want to be in it. I want to do tshuva, but I can't lose $25. I can't afford it. $25 million. No. On that, that's where you have the Gevaldige Tekonas Hashoven. The Zut Timur. Tanah Meirish goes to Shabbanoi, the Meirish, and you're talking. Might. Meirish Tekonas Hashoven. So Timur, we just said now with the Gzeilas Be'en, you have to give it back. Shani Hossam. Human the Ikab say the Debira, since we're talking about such a huge Hefsid Godoil, Hefsid Meruba, Shavir Rabbanan, Kinalesa Rabbanan, said, in this case, it's as if the Meirish has vanished, as if it's no longer. All you have to do is give them money back and not the original item. So, Rabbi, bottom line is from today's discussion, we're going to talk more tomorrow, today's discussion, if the item is still in existence, Avad, you have to give it back, with the exception of the Meirish, which is a Hefsid Meruba. However, if the thing is no longer in existence, this takana was, you don't have to give it back, and the person should not take it back, because we want to incentivize people to do tshuva. Have a wonderful day.